Greetings. I'm Bill Kladkin. I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ruth Ann Norton, who is president and CEO of Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. And Ruth Ann is here today to talk to us about how we can make our homes healthier and how we can work for that in our communities. So, Ruth Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. So glad to be here on the first day of National Healthy Homes Month and look forward to our discussion today.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Green and Healthy Homes?
Sure. We're celebrating 30 years, which we'll do more of a celebration this fall, I hope. But we've been working on programs and services in Baltimore and then throughout the state and throughout the country since 1993. We provide in Maryland direct services, especially in Baltimore, to create holistic healthy housing by removing lead-based paint, mold, mildew, moisture, and other triggers for asthma. So we perform integrated pest management and air sealing. But we also do weatherization work for insulation and energy efficiency work to improve indoor air quality, energy cost and consumption. And that includes sort of more up-to-date measures, which include the opportunity to remove gas stoves and gas heating systems and move them to electric, and also do a full electrical upgrade of housing for low-income families in Baltimore, and especially those with vulnerable children or older adults.
Great. Thank you. So how can someone get information about the initiative?
You can write to us at info@ghhi.org. Services, we can do an intake with you to see qualify for our services, all of which are free. And we do fee for service for middle and upper income families, but our concentration is helping our lowest income communities. Uh-huh. You can go on our website at ghhi.org, or you can call us 410-534-6447. And we are really trying to move a lot of money that the city has to remove lead-based paint and other measures, as I said, around weatherization, around energy efficiency, and for those families who want to take the step of upgrading their electrical systems and decarbonizing their house, because we know that gas stoves, which the Consumer Product Safety Commission is looking at a potential ban mm-hmm. on gas stoves because of the benzene and carbon that so greatly affect health, respiratory health, and neurological health, that has gone long undetected or at least under-reported. And it's also better, we know, for the climate. But we're seeing in the early economic reports on the work, it's also better to the bottom line for our families. So I just had lunch with one of our clients that's saving over $100 a month on her electric bill.
Wow.
And that's $1,200 a year to somebody who's 67 years of age is a lot.
It sounds like it's a good time with that money available to check it out.
We're hopeful that it, not only in our programs in Maryland, but our programs across the country, whether it's Detroit or New Jersey or Pennsylvania or Tennessee, Mississippi, and all the different places that we work, we're very hopeful to capture the federal dollars in a way that helps us to improve housing condition. Because when we improve housing condition and improve the health of residents, if we do our job right at GHHI, we will be a large part of impacting and creating $150 billion a year in savings.
Wow.
If we do our job right, kids get in the classroom not only more prepared to learn because their brains aren't damaged, they're healthier because they're not suffering from high incidence of asthma that's putting them in the emergency room or the hospital. They're instead in the classroom. And when they're in the classroom, it means their parents can get to work. We know that all of this creates better housing stability. But for the dignity of older adults to be able to age in place in their home with comfort and care, that they would never get in assisted living, right?
Yeah.
And the quality of life that they can have in their own home to stay connected to their church, to their family, to their friends. So critically important. And it takes, you know, a small amount of effort for us on trip and fall prevention or getting those measures which increase mobility in the home. But we're also adding value, right?
Right. Right.
So in Baltimore, we are hopeful. We have a good bit of money available. We want to get it to our hardest hit communities. There are also job opportunities. And if you're a contractor listening, we have a lot of resources to provide to contractors to help us get this work done. So we're looking for families who may want to have this work done in their home. We've been doing this for 30 years. We're MHIC insured. We have good quality work. And we want to make sure people take advantage of the opportunities that we have. This money is not here for us. It's here for the public. And we want to get it spent in the most effective ways in communities that need it.
They can call 410-534-6447.
You bet.
Or contact info@ghhi.org. Let's talk about how folks can make their homes a little healthier. Talk about reducing health hazards and what steps people can take right now to make it healthier.
Yep. Well, if you got carpet, make sure that it's tacked down, right?
Mm.
Either by using tacks to tack it into the floor or anti-slip rugs underneath. Make sure of that against injury, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you have railings on your entrances to your house if you have stairs. Make sure you keep your lighting up to speed. Injury happens at all ages because of poor lighting, right? And
yep.
Make sure you're using LED to help lower the cost and improve the environment. If you're on a system that has air filtration, air filters, make sure that you keep a schedule of changing those filters. It will have so much to do with the efficiency of your system and the allergens getting into your air. If you have faulty windows, making sure that you seek resources or help to get those replaced. It'll help so much on indoor air quality, on asthma triggers, and often when you're replacing old windows, you're replacing old lead-based paint, which can be neurologically damaging to any person at any age, and we need to be really clear about that. Very, very damaging to young children and pregnant women, but damaging at any age can cause kidney damage, increase the rate of heart attack and cardiac arrest. So you want to make sure that you're being very careful about chipping, peeling, and flaking paint. If you live in an older home, don't just assume it's safe. If you've got a house built before 78, you should assume that you have a potential lead hazard, and you want to make sure that you are vacuuming your house with a HEPA-filtered vacuum. If you do not have one, call us. We lend them out. We may have programs that can give them to you because we do distribute HEPA filtration vacuums. And make sure you're doing good wet cleaning of your house to keep respiratory disease down. And for the exterior of your house, making sure that your gutters are clean, properly attached to your house will have so much to do with whether you have moisture intrusion into your home, which can cause lots of damage, obviously.
Yeah.
So making sure you're keeping that part at bay. There are so many programs for people of middle and upper income and even our low income neighbors and friends for tax credits. If you do if you're going to pay for your own weatherization or energy efficiency, make sure you know and understand the tax credits. If you don't, call us. We'll help you learn that. And there's going to be up to $14,000 of tax credits coming out for low-income families that will be converted to cash if you don't need the tax credit or the rebate, right, if you have the money up front.
Wow.
That will help you electrify your, excuse me, your house to move it off of fossil fuels to electrification, which is the future,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Every governor it, whether they're a red state, a blue state, doesn't, they all know where we're moving. In Maryland, of course, we have a governor who's really moving us in a really innovative way to ensure that we leave no family behind, but we're also thinking about our future climate. And the other thing to keep in mind is there's lots of jobs available because of this. If you're a contractor, you know, talk with us. We will help you get connected to what is needed. In fact, we just passed a bill in the Maryland legislature that now will actually do one of the most tangible things that we've seen on actually righting disparities on equity. Are in power funds, which is the fee everybody who has a utility bill in Maryland pays a fee to Empower. And those monies go back out in terms of energy efficiency work and otherwise to houses throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
Low-income families were paying in twice as much as they were receiving back in services.
Ugh.
The Maryland legislature just fixed that this year. So we're very
grateful
to Governor Moore for signing that. It's a bill that had been vetoed, even though the legislature had passed it, by Governor Hogan. And Lori Charkudian and Brian Feldman, both out of Montgomery County, were the champions of the bill. But we're grateful to everybody who worked on that, because it's just fairness, right?
Yes, yes.
So we're happy. Yeah, very happy about that. And it will help lower asthma.
Great.
By doing that. Yep.
Wonderful. And folks can find out more information by going on your website or by giving you a call. But it certainly sounds like, especially during National Healthy Homes Month, that folks start thinking about this stuff and tell your neighbors and your friends and your relatives about it, because now's a good time to make your home healthier. And we all,
well, I tell you, Bill, some of the houses that we're doing are getting $20,000, $30,000, even $40,000 worth of work done, all free.
Wow.
So I want to be clear on that. Also, if your listeners have church groups, civic associations, community associations, we want to come and talk to you. We want to tell you how you can be connected, how you can do things. We're also going to be doing some, outreach around folks who are DIYers, right,
mm-hmm.
on how to do it safely. I was chairing the Maryland Lead Commission this morning, listening to the Howard County Health Department talk about their uptick in childhood lead poisoning cases, many of them coming from people who were doing renovation work on their own. So knowing how to do that safely, right,
yeah.
is so important,
yeah.
and we want to help people do that.
Amen. Amen. Lots of good advice and news, Ruth Ann, but unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
You bet. Give us a call at 410-534-6447. And when you call, just let us know you're interested in learning more about our services. We'll put you in touch with a staff person who can do that. Or go online to www.ghhi.org, or you can do it as www.greenandhealthyhomes.org. Either way, you can also email, as I said, at info@ghhi.org, and we'll get right back to you, and we'll get you with a professional who can help to talk about how we can help you lower the incidence of asthma, prevent lead poisoning, prevent trip and fall, and improve the energy efficiency in your home to better protect our climate, your health, and your pocketbook.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ruth Ann.
Remember, if you are a victim of discrimination, say in finding an apartment, getting a mortgage, being unfairly passed over for a job at work, or being told we don't rent to you people, don't just take it. File a complaint. Call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600 or 1-800-637-6247 or go to mccr.maryland.gov.
I want to thank all you folks out there for listening today. Our guest today has been Ruth Ann Norton, President and CEO of the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. Thank you, Ruth Ann, for all that you do for our community. You are a treasure.
Ah, back at you, Bill. Cheers.
Cheers. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you again for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.